Okay. So we want to make some headway. We've done a lot of the topics which will allow us to move more quickly, actually, going forward. We discussed a lot about Hotzah Melacha Grua. We've discussed about Hotzah Achnasa. We have to speak more about Dalet Amos versus Arabim, and we'll speak more about Akira and Hanacha as well. So the Akira and Hanacha part we'll start to speak about a little more this evening. So again, just to review a little bit to where we were and just to continue on, the Gemara says here on the bottom of Beis Amid Beis, to the top of Gimel Amid Aleph, Amalei Rav Masna La'abaye, the last two lines of the Gemara, right? The Rav Masna said the following. Hotamne Havya, the Mishnah says that there are Shnayim Shein Arba B'Pnim, Shnayim Shein Arba B'Chutz, everybody remembers, I'm sure, it's memorable, right, that the cases of Hotzah and Achnasa in the Mishnah are two of four, right? And we explained that some of them are Drabanan, some of them are Daraisa. Half the cases are Daraisa, where the individual does an Akira and a Hanacha. Half the cases are Drabanan, where he doesn't do Akira and Hanacha. I just said it that way intentionally, because you'll see in a moment there's a debate. What are those cases that are Drabanan? Anyways, the Gemara originally asks, so there aren't what? There are two of four. Two of four means four Daraisas out of eight, so that's altogether eight. The Gemara says, Hatamne Havyan, Tartisre Havyan. Really, it should be 12. And the reason it should be 12 is because in each case there's an Akira and Hanacha. So the cases that are, the four that are Daraisa, are cases where one individual does the Akira and the Hanacha. Right? It can be the Ani, it can be the Balabayas, it can be, you know, from the inside, from the outside. That's how you get, you multiply that, you get four. But the truth is that in the other four cases, there are two people involved, one who's doing the Akira, and the other one who's doing the Hanacha. So since it's one who's Oker and the other is Meniach, instead of saying that there are four of eight, there should have been four of 12. We should have counted eight Drabanans for each case. In other words, there's an Akira and a Hanacha. That's the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "V'litameich, according to your reasoning, shitzar havyan." Why not say that there are 16? Why the 16? Because if there are four of eight, in other words, there are eight cases, four of which are daraisa, four of which are drabanan. So we just said that the four drabanan should be counted twice because there's an akira and a hanacha, right? But by the same token, why don't we count the other party in the four cases that are daraisa? In the four cases of daraisa, there are two people, just that one of the two is doing the akira and the hanacha, either the balabayas or the ani. What about the other fellow? Right? He's still there, he's still involved, right? So why not say that he he's part of the he's being described in the Mishnah too, albeit that it's mutter. So the Gemara says, Amale halo kasha. That's not a question. Bishlam ababa deresha patur mutter loktani. Because the 12 to the 16 is not a real question, because they're not doing anything wrong. Let's say the ani does the akira and the hanacha, and just he happens to place it in the hands of the balabayas, or vice versa. Right? There can be four scenarios like that. So, by virtue of the fact that he happens to be a chafza, that he's the final destination, right? That doesn't that's patur mutter. That's not asur. In Patur Mutter, we don't bother with in the Mishnah. Ella, Bava de Seifa, the Patur Avalasur, Kasha, but the cases of the four Drabanans, that is a question, because they're Drabanan, and both are Drabanan. The Akira is Drabanan, and the Hanacha is Drabanan. So there, you should really double the four to be eight, which means altogether 12. That's the Gemara's question. Ella, Bava de Seifa, the Patur Avalasur, Kasha. So the Gemara says, well, you just finished saying that Patur Mutter Loktani. Oh. So the Gemara says, Mika Bikuli Shabbos Patur Mutter, V'Amar Shmuel Kol Patur De Shabbos Patur Avalasar, Bar Mehani Tlas De Patur Hu Mutter. So the Gemara says, fine, this is a good answer, but is it really true that when we say that the Ani is chayv and the Balabais is potter, or the Balabais is chayv and the Ani is potter in the case of the four Daraisa, where the one who's chayv does the Akira and the Anacha, is it really true that when we say the other one is potter, that it's potter and mutter? We have a statement that says that the only time in Hilchos Shabbos when we speak about potter, Shmuel said, the only time we speak about potter and Shabbos being potter umutter is only three cases. They are Tzedas Tzvi, Tzedas Nachash, Umapis Mursa, if you're trapping an animal, right, because you're afraid he's going to attack you, so it's a defensive trapping maneuver, you might say, or Mapis Mursa. There's a debate what exactly Mapis Mursa is, maybe we'll speak about that next week, but basically the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos thinks it's a case of Makah v'Patish, but Rashi in different places suggests, for example, that let's say it's either Boneh, because you're Poseach Peh, you're kind of opening up a wound, so it's considered the Boneh. Okay, whatever it is, the point is that when you do Mapis Mursa, you know, in order to let out the, you know, the pus of a wound, so it's Patur Umutur, it's Patur Avalasur to begin with, and Mishum Tsar, they allowed it, you know, completely, so it's Patur Mutur. So the three cases that are Patur, that say Patur and mean Patur Mutur, are Tzedas Nachash, Tzedas Tzvi, and Mapis Mursa. But if that's the case, then it must be in our Mishnah when we say that the Ani is Chayv and the Balabais is Patur, or vice versa, in the case where one does the Akira Nanacha, it's got to be Asur Midravana. That's what the Gemara thought. So the Gemara answers, Ki Yitzchuk Lelishmuel Pturi de Ka'avid Maisa. Pturi de Lo Ka'avid Maisa Ika Tuva. The Gemara says, listen, it's not accurate to say, we never meant that every time in Hilchos Shabbos that you say the word potur, right, it's always usur and not mutter, with the exception of these three. What we meant was there are three exceptions to potur being mutter where the person does an action. In other words, if the reason that he's mutter is because he doesn't do anything, then there's nothing particularly you know, noteworthy of this being mutter. It's kind of obvious. So when we say potter, but what happened? Let's say the Ani did an Akira, the Ani did a Hanacha, he put it into the outstretched hand of the Balabais. Or vice versa, it doesn't make a difference. In that case, the Balabais didn't do anything. He's an object, he's not a subject. Right? So to say in that case that potter means mutter does not defy the rule that says that, you know, typically potter means asur, and it only means mutter and mapis mursa, tzedas tzvi and tzedas nachash. Tzedas tzvi, tzedas nachash, mapis mursa are cases where you do something active. It looks like you're involved in some sort of malacha drabanan, at least, if not more. You're doing an activity which seems problematic on Shabbos. And it's a chiddush of the Gemara that these cases are potter umutter. But that you're going to be potter mutter in countless other cases where you don't do anything, that seems obvious. That's not what the statement of Shmuel came to preclude. Therefore, there's no difficulty in saying about those four that it's patur umutter. That's basically what the Gemara says. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Mikomakom tarti srei avyan. So getting back to the first question, now we've answered the 16 question, but what about the 12 question? Instead of being 8, it should be 12. So the Gemara says, we have an answer for that question too. The answer is Pturi de Asim Uludechi of Chatas Kachashim, de la Asim Uludechi of Chatas, no Kachashim. We count the ones that are Chashuv, but there are two types of Drabanas, there's Akira Hanacha. We count the Chashuv ones, we don't count the less or not Chashuv ones. Now, notice that the Gemara doesn't explicate what's Chashuv and what's not Chashuv. So that leaves it up to the Rishonim to interpret, and you know, hopefully we'll get to it today. If not, we'll get to it when we finish this up next week. There's a range of interpretations. What is Chashuv and what is not? Either way, the Gemara then asks, "Vois Abda Belacha Mi Benayu." Gemara says, "But if one does the Akira and another does the Hanacha, so in combination they did the full Malacha. So maybe there should be a Chiyuv." So most of the Rishonim here, not all, have the understanding that the Gemara wants to be Mechayiv one of them, not both of them. The question then is, which one? The Oker or the Meniach? Right? And once again, it's not clear in the Gemara. So the Rishonim weigh in. So in a sense, you have like a parallel problem. Right? The Gemara says, on a Drabanan level, the Mishnah is zeroing in on one Drabanan and not the other one. But we're not sure which one. Then the next line, the Gemara says, maybe this should actually be a Kiv Achiyuv Chatas, because Sof, even though not one person is not doing both, but it gets, one person is doing one and it gets done, but which one? Right? So it's a similar kind of a problem. Are we talking about the Akira? Are we talking about the Hanacha? This becomes, both of these Gemaras become important to trying to figure out what the relationship is between the two components of Hotzah. Akira, uprooting, and Hanacha, right, putting the object at rest. But in the Gemara itself, we just don't know, and we'll see the Rishonim debate this point. In any case, to answer the question, Vaisabda Malacha Mibenayu, so the Gemara answers finally, Tanya, Rabbi Omer me'am ha'aretz basosa, ha'osa es kula, v'lo ha'osa es miktsasa, yachid v'asa osa chayiv, shnayim v'asa osa pturim. Itmar nami am Rabbi Chiya Bagamda, nizriko v'pia chaburav, amr basosa yachid shasa chayiv, shnayim shasu pturim. So this is the lima that we have. Gemara has it later on as well. And, you know, Shnaim Shasuf, two people in combination do the Malacha, not one of them is Chayiv, and not in combination are they Chayiv. The only time you have a full Chiyuv is if one person does the entire Malacha. Now, what would happen if it was the kind of Malacha that required two people to do it? That's a different issue. Maybe we'll get a chance to speak about it. So that's the Gemara until the two dots. Okay. So we want to speak about several things that come up here in the Gemara, important things. Firstly, what did the Gemara say? That maybe we should be talking about 16, right? Because the case where either the Oni or the Balabais are fully chayiv because they do the Akira v'Hanacha, the other fellow should be counted too. And he, even though he is Pater Umutter, and that's what the Gemara answers, Pater Umutter we're not dealing with, right? That's the Gishak of Atari. So the Bali Tosis here ask an important question. Top Tosis on the page. Vim Tomar HaKa'avar Alifne Iver Lo Sitei Mechshol. What do you mean that when the Ani has his hands stretched out on the outside, or the Balabais on the inside, and the other fellow does both the Akira and the Hanacha, but into his hand, right? What do you mean that that's Pater Mutter? Why is that Pater Mutter? By virtue of the fact that he sticks his hand out and the fellow puts it in his hand, it gives him the opportunity to do the Hanacha, that should be under the rubric of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshal. That's Tosis's question. Right? Why is this Mutter? It's a Doraisa. HaKa'ovar Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshal. Va'afilu Mayri Shayachal Litlo Afilu Lo Hayabiyado Delo Avar Mishum Lifnei Iver the Moshe Kos Yain Lanazir Mukalam Parakamid in the Sechar of Arzara, the Koi betray Ibrid in Nahara, the Komakom Isidrabanan, Mia Ika, Shechayv La Frisho, Mi Iser. So basically, Tosa says as follows. Maybe what we could say here, this would help partially, is that even if he didn't have his hand outstretched, right, the person who's doing that, Kira Dhanacha, would have had the opportunity to complete the action without him. And the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, it seems to say that the only time you violate the Nivli Sitei Mikshal is if we're talking about something that's comparable to Trey Ibri de Nahara, meaning the fellow is on the other side of the river, he doesn't have any access to Yai Nesach, and you, by handing him over a cup, are the one who facilitates his ability to do the Saveira. He couldn't do the Saveira if it wasn't for you. That's called the Fnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol. But what if it's Bechad Iber de Nahara? Namely, you know, make it easier for him to fulfill or this Aveira, or to accomplish this Aveira, to violate this Aveira. But if not for you, he could have done it anyway. A little harder, the same, whatever it is. So if you take the view that Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol requires Dafka, Trey, Ibri, Denahara, so why not say, and here there's no Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol, because you could always put it down on the ground. Right?
So what does that say?
Sorry?
The state of Nahara, so the person who gives him the yayin,
what is he?
Lifnei
Iver L'Sitei Michshol.
So what, that's but he's not chayav in our case, in the Kiva Nacha. He's just the Gemara will.
That's what we're saying, the same thing. Why not say, if my had the Gemara, the Tosis originally thought, if you didn't have your hand stretched out for him to put it in there, he wouldn't have been able to do the Aveira. So Tosas says, maybe he would have put it on the ground.
Right.
So that's not called Trei Ibrid Nahara, so it's not Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol.
Right.
So Tosas says, that will answer why there's no Doraisa of Lifnei Iver. But right, there still should be an Issur Drabanan, because even B'chad Ibrid Nahara,
right,
there's still an Issur because of Afrushe Mi'isura.
Right.
Or Misayel de Avera.
Right.
So it's either way, not Potter Mutter. That's what Tosas is still disturbed by.
We're not trying to establish Potter Mutter during the Avera. We're trying to establish Potter Mutter in reference to Itzar, Rav Nasa.
Okay. So that is what Tosas Yishanim says.
Oh, okay.
If you look at Tosas Yishanim here, just very quickly, you'll see Aleph. Everybody have Os Aleph of Tosis Shanim? Inami Yesh Lomar. Everybody have that?
Yeah.
To Mikomokom Le'iser Shabbos Pater Umutter. That's your answer. Meaning, we're interested in Hilchos Shabbos here,
right,
not in Hilchos Lifneiver L'Sitei Michshol. We'll get back to this in just 1 minute. I just want to finish Tosis first, and I'll come back to
this. What happens if the Hanukkah is affected by the force of gravity? Well, why did they have to put it on the floor? If he just opens his hands and the object falls down, would he be high for Hanukkah?
Yeah.
But it's the gravity that's...
that's okay.
It's not his weak or anything.
The Gemara later on Daf Hey discusses what happens if you throw something and instead of waiting, and the other fellow, instead of just standing where he is and catching it, let's say he takes initiative and he changes the trajectory. Let's say you throw it and he runs forward to catch it, you know, earlier than it would have fallen. Right? Is that a problem or not? That's an issue. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about, you're asking me about gravity. Gravity is, you know, integrated into the equation. Not in everything, right? But in Hanukkah, it's not an issue. What would be an issue is if you change the trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, So what Bali Tosas says is as follows. They're still in the middle of the question. Maybe we're talking about a situation of a non-Jew, right, who has his hand out and there's no Lifnei Iver. Now you have to understand what Tosfos means here. There is Lifnei Iver for a non-Jew. The Sugyas and Avodah Zarah establish that clearly. But Noach has Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Michshol. Although, I should also add that according to Chinuch and others, it might be that the details, meaning the character of that Israel of Neiver, is different for a non-Jew and for a Jew. This is an interesting idea. But in any case, there is an Israel of Neiver Lenachri. But what Tosas means here is not with respect to the Chos Shabbos. In other words, if the fellow is is a non-Jew, so he's not violating anything. Okay. Miu isudra banan mia ika. Oh. So this should be isudra banan. Kintani b'shili pirkin nosnin mizonos l'nachri b'chatzer not l'biyatsa in his kaken lo mash medafka shenachri b'chatzer avlam omid b'chut supposed yadol l'fri mash med osa l'itin lehedja al menas l'hotzi Yeshlomar, the Mayrib Nachri, Vachetachon Nachri, Tafilu Machis and Motzi Kalayom, Enkadiser Klau, Kimchen Achetachon Balabais. So it ends up saying, we're talking about a case of a non Jew, and we're talking about the object also belongs to the non Jew, and that's the case. Now you can imagine that it doesn't sound that way in our Mishnah. Right? Because our Mishnah never said that it's talking about a non Jew or the object of a non Jew. Certainly in the case of the Drabanans in our Mishnah, we're talking about, you know, Ze'oker, Ze'meniach, we're talking about two Jews. So to say that we're Dafka talking about a non-Jew and his object in the case of the Doraisas is very Dochek. Very Dochek. Which makes Tosas Yishanim's answer all the more attractive, and makes it all more difficult the fact that Tosas, you know, opt for this very dochek explanation, because apparently they have no choice. Why not just say what Tosfos Shamin is saying? Oh. So to analyze Tosfos Shamin, I want to just you mentioned this in the past. I just want to mention Rabbi Kivager. So Rabbi Kivager, in his Perush on the Mishnah on the Beis Amud Aleph, makes the following comment. He basically quotes this Tosfos Shamin, and he says, "And is a nafka mina." What's an afkamina? He says, well, if you hold in Hilchos Shabbos that the din of Mumar Lechalos HaShabbos, Mumar Lechol HaTorah Kula, applies not only for the malachos, which are capital crimes when done b'mezid, but even for the aseh and even drabanans of Hilchos Shabbos. Now, if you violate a drabanan of Hilchos Shabbos b'mezid, right, you're a Mumar, right, Lechalos HaShabbos, and you're a mumar l'chol ha'torah kula. It doesn't depend on the severity of your offense. It depends on the fact that it's a Shabbos offense. What's the logic behind that? Logic behind it is, as we've explained, that what Rashi says in Masachet Chulin, and that is that the reason that a mumar l'chol ha'Shabbos is a mumar l'chol ha'torah kula is because implicitly he's makhish the ma'isa b'reishis. Right? He denies creation. That's why he's a lahachis, he's a mumar in Hilchos Shabbos. Now, does it really matter whether or not he violates technically the drabanan or the daraisa, the lav or the aseh? Not really. The point is that he is making a mockery of Shabbos, which is zeichel ma'isa b'reishis. That's the view of some poskim. Not all poskim agree. I mean, all poskim agree that a mumar lechalos haShabbos is a mumar lechol ha'torah kula. But some of them say it's limited to the lav tesafos v'lachos. The idea that it would apply beyond that is not so obvious. So what is Rabbi Kivager basically saying? Rabbi Kivager is saying that what the Tosfos Yishanim means to say is that Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Mikshtar Lo Shabbos is not a din in Shabbos. It's a din in Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Mikshtar. Okay? So this is, of course, a very famous, and maybe that's Gufa, right, what Tosfos didn't want to say, and that's why Tosfos was forced bedochak to say what they were saying. But this is the famous question: whether or not lifnei iver lo sitei mikshal is a kind of a chameleon, which integrates into its context. Meaning, if it's lifnei iver of Shabbos, then it's a Shabbos halacha. If it's lifnei iver of avodah zarah, it's a avodah zarah halacha. If it's lifnei iver of chelav dam and pigul and nosar, then it's chelav dam and pigul and nosar halacha, and it takes on the characteristics of its environment. Or no, the sitei mikshal is a general idea. It's the idea of, you know, being enabling someone to do an aveira, which is a terrible thing. And that's the mechayev, that's the oser. What aveira it happens to be, that's irrelevant. It's a universal idea. It's a klali idea. So this is a very famous debate between the Bala Maor and the Ramban in Sanhedrin of Ayin Dalid. There, of course, we have the famous sugya of Yehoreg Val Yavor. Right, the Gemara there says that Al Gimel Averos are three Averos, which, you know, aside from these three Averos, the rule normally is Yavor Ve'al Yehoreg. You're not supposed to give up your life. And consequently, if you are find yourself in a situation where an Anos is threatening you, what do you do? You violate Yavor Val Yehoreg, but not about a Zara, not Gilei Arayos, and not Shvichusam. So the question is, and what about Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Mikshal of Avodah Zarah. Right? It's the name of the Shtei Mechshal, but it's of Avodah Zarah. Right? In that situation, is that Yehari Gal Yavor or not? So that seems to be a debate between the Balamor and the Ramban in Mochamos in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalet Ovid Aleph. You have a case where you don't violate the Iser of Avodah Zarah, but with the evil Isitin Mishal of Avodah Zarah, is it Yehari Gal Yavor or not? Moshel in Ma'ad Dover Doma, something very similar, we say about Maris Ayin. Right, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah has a case where somebody drops money, right, in the presence of an idol. Right, not his idol, but an idol. And the question is, can he bend down and pick it up or not? Because from a distance, people watching might think that he is being koreh or mishtachaveh to Avodah Zarah. Right? So what if the stakes were even higher? Let's say the only way, the only therapy that's going to save his life, right, is if he bends down and partakes of the vine of the, you know, some special, medicine, you know, that's going to cure him. But he can't do that unless he, you know, from a distance looks like he's bowing down to Avodah Zarah. But he's not bowing down to Avodah Zarah. He has no intention to bow down to Avodah Zarah. And on the contrary, he's trying to get the medicine. So what do you have there? You have Maris Ayin, right, in the context of Avodah Zarah. Just like in the Balamor Ramban case, you have Lifnei V'Lisitei Nichshal in the context of Avodah Zarah. So in all of these cases, there's this question whether or not we're dealing with a universal idea. Right, and the application or the context is just that, it's a hechatimsi. It's all about Maris Ayin. It's all about Lifnei V'Lisitei Nichshal. It's not about Avodah Zarah. Or not, that's not the way it is. You might be Michalik, of course. In Lifnei V'Lisitei Nichshal, you might say, oh, he's a junior partner, he's facilitating the Avodah Zarah. He's helping this person be Ovid Avodah Zarah. Right? In Maris Ayin, it's what the perception is. Yeah.
But I mean, Maris Ayin never rises to a level of running a right.
Sorry?
The issue of Maris Ayin is never at such a level where one has to be in a right by the other.
Oh, one would think that not. But on the basis, it depends what your heart layavar is really based on. If it's based on Chil Hashem, right, so it's again a very perception-driven halacha rather than a substantive one. But I don't want to get into that right now, but there are basically two schools of thought why the Gimel Averos are Yehari Gval Yavar. Okay. One is because even Betzina, even privately, they generate a Chil Hashem. The second one is because the Isurim are so chamor that there's no Heter Pikuach Nefesh. So if the idea of Yehari Gval Yavar is rooted in the Chumra, what we call the Chumra Saveira, like the Ramban says, or the Bonfield Sanhedrin, so then you're right. I mean, Maris Ayin just doesn't have that status.
Now, Shas HaShmad.
Shas HaShmad is a great example of where Chil Hashem, or some people think of Shas HaShmad as like an extension or expansion of Avodah Zarah, in the sense that, you know, at a time of religious crisis, everything becomes a test. So if it isn't about, you know, the content of Avodah Zarah, but the merit and the question of your fidelity to your religion, then even the shoelaces can be that.
Right.
So that's the issue. I'm just trying to give you an example. Is Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah Avodah Zarah? Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah, or is it just Maris Ayin? Right? That's the issue. So what Rabbi Kedeger here is gets back to what we were saying is pose us a question. Gemara here says mutter, right? How can it be mutter? You should violate lifnei v'lisitei nichshal. And Tosfos works very, very hard. Oh, we're talking about a non-Jew. We're talking about the object of a non-Jew. Otherwise, either it would be lifnei v'lisitei nichshal, or if you hold trei b'dinari, so it would be misayeya or afrushe mi'isura. So we're trying to figure out what's the big deal. Tosfos Shanim gives a simple answer. What's a simple answer? We're not interested here in whether you violate some Iser. We're interested in Hilchos Shabbos whether you violate an Iser. That's what Tosfos Shanim says. I'm just adding that Rabbi Kinager, expanding on Tosfos Shanim, says that basically the Nafkamina, you know, in terms of what Tosfos Shanim is saying, Tosfos Shanim is saying this is not Yom Shabbos, right? It's a Lifnei Iver Halacha. Nafkamina is Lifnei Iver of Shabbos. You will never say Muma L'Chalel, right? Lifnei Iver B'Shabbos Muma L'Chol Tarakula, because it's not. It's applied to Shabbos, but it isn't a Shabbos Halacha. What I'm suggesting is that maybe that's exactly what Tosfos thinks is happening. That's why Tosfos is saying it's true. It's Lifnei Iver. But the Seiver always integrates into its surroundings. Now, could you distinguish in this parallel question between the Seiver and Maris Ayin? Sure. It's a similar question, but not the same question. Which brings us to our next point. And that is the question of Chatzis Shir. It sounds like you had a question. No?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why is there an Indian here with Sayaya? When does that come into play?
When if Lifnei Iver is more severe, but has higher, more rigorous demand.
But there is a Messiah here.
I'm sorry?
He is Messiah.
He is Messiah.
Yeah.
You're asking why there is and why there isn't.
Messiah is subsumed under Lifnei Iver?
No, it's a less intense form. Most people think Messiah, it's certainly not a lab of Lifnei Iver. Most people think that it's Rabbana. There are different levels. There's Messiah, there's Aprushe Meisura. Some people think Messiah is Doraisa, but it's Novea from Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh.
If it's a Rabbanan, so then it's not Patur Mutur.
No, so that's why Tosa says, forget about Trei Iber Denari. Even if it's not Doraisa, it should still at least be Drabbanan. So how can you say Patur Mutur?
Yeah.
That's what Tosa says in the end. That it's not even Messiah, because we're talking about Nachri and Chepet Shal Nachri. Tosfos Shanim's answer is there is a flavor, even maybe even the flavor Daraisa. But what's it got to do with Hilchos Shabbos? We're talking about here from a Hilchos Shabbos standpoint. I'm just pointing out that if you think the Sneiver is a chameleon, then it is Hilchos Shabbos. And maybe even Mumul Chalas Shabbos and Mumul Chal Tarakula. Again, Rabbi Kivei. Yeah.
So, isn't the Baal HaBayis doing an act of tzedakah here?
The Baal HaBayis?
He's giving money to the Ani.
He's giving an object to the Ani.
Right.
Okay.
So
the Ani's giving something to the Baal HaBayis.
Okay, but
I know whether it's tzedakah. I don't know whether
he's doing an act of tzedakah. It's tzedakah. So
why is it tzedakah? What is that? Who's maybe giving him an object of it? I mean, what? How do we know what he's giving him? I mean, you're projecting on your, because you're always doing giving to the honey.
Right?
You have these people knocking on your
why
door all the time.
He's an honey.
Why would
he
be sending his hand to a person outside?
Well, I mean, it's whatever. Whatever is going on is going on in both directions.
Right, but he's doing something to help.
So Baal HaBayis is doing to the honey, but the honey is also doing to the honey.
But the Baal HaBayis just wouldn't put it on the ground. The Ani is indispensable to receive this dollar.
Why?
Why would he put it on the ground? I mean, he's obviously intending.
No. They're putting it on the ground.
Ani is just the name.
The putting on the ground point is just Tosafot's way of saying that it's not in the category of Trei Iber Denari.
Right.
He doesn't need him, so he'll put it on the ground. He doesn't need him for Hanacha. He used him for Hanacha.
But maybe he needs him to accept it. To accept the
action. I'm saying there's no. It's nice to think of this as tzedakah, but it's going in both directions. Presumably, the Ani isn't giving the Baal HaBayis tzedakah.
Right.
Same case. They're just standing on opposite sides. They're exchanging business cards.
Shalach manas.
Yeah.
Shalach manas. Okay.
It's proof. Proof shalach.
Unless you need a shliach for that, right? Okay. There's a proof against it. Okay. So now, let's turn our attention to another point. The other point is, there are three other points we have to consider. One, the two of them are in the Gemara that we've noted. But before we get to them, we need to consider something that isn't in the Gemara. Okay, the two that are in the Gemara is, when the Gemara says that there are eight, mean four drabanans and not eight, so it's, you know, it's what? It's pture or isure. How does it go? What's the language of the Gemara? Pture de asibul de chiv chatos. Okay. And we need to know what that is. Right? Is that the Akira? Is that the Hanacha? Is it something else? Then we also need to know when the Gemara had a Havamina, that since both Akira and Hanacha take place, somebody should be Chayiv, assuming they mean not only one of them. Which one? The Oker, the Menia? Those are two open questions in the Gemara before we move on to the next Gemara. Okay. But there's an implicit question that the Gemara doesn't deal with, which we also have to deal with, and that is the problem of Chatzi Shir. Meaning, the whole point of the Mishnah is what? There's Shnayim Sh'arba Bifnim, Shnayim Sh'arba B'chutz. There are four Doraisa cases, right, where an Akira Nanacha was done. There are four, or eight, depending on your point of view, Drabanans, right? Why are they Drabanans? Why aren't they also Doraisa? Let's say you do Akira. One guy did an Akira without an Anacha, or one, the other fellow did an Anacha without an Akira. Why not say Chatzishir Asur Minatora? We pass like Rabbi Yochanan that Chatzishir is Asur Minatora. But here in the Gemara they're saying clearly that at most an Akira without a Hanacha, Hanacha without an Akira, is a Drabanan, not a Doraisa.
And nothing to do with the Pula.
It's quantitative.
And nothing to do with the Pula.
We're not talking about quantitative here.
What are we talking about?
Chashishir is a quantity. It says.
It's a half a grogress.
Yeah, that's Chashishir.
Okay.
Chashi action.
Oh. So some of the poskim say that it's Chashi Malacha. The question is, should that make a difference?
Yeah.
It's a good chiluk. Is it the right chiluk? What do I mean by that? So we'll get to this in just a second. The basis for Chatzishir being Asur is the famous Gemara here, if you look on the sheets on, in Yuma, of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis to Ayin Dalid Amud Aleph. Is this how we? Is this where they are in Daf Yomi or not?
Last week's stuff.
Last week's stuff. Okay. So, oh. Well, they go quickly.
Yeah, well, every day.
Faster than we go. Okay, Gufa. Chatzishir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Otzim Min HaTorah. Reish Lakish Amar Mutim Min HaTorah. Right? And now what we'll do, we'll try to... Every week, the shir will revolve around the connection with the Daf Yomi. Chatzishir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Otzim Min HaTorah. Reish Lakish Amar Mutim Min HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Otzim Min HaTorah. Kivin Dechazi Litztarufei Yisurei Ka'ochel. Why is Chatzishir also in HaTorah? Because since you could combine it, right, so therefore it's considered Isur. Oh. Reish Lakish Amar Mutar in HaTorah Achila Rachmana Beleka. Right, Torah says Achila. Achila means Kazayas. Less than a Kazayas isn't Achila. Okay. Eitzer, Yochanan Reish Lakish Eimi Ela Kol Sheyeshno Ba'onesh Yeshno Ba'azara. By koi v'chatzishir hov eino ba'onesh shachol eino ba'azara. Mimi, it should be mutter because it's no onesh. Talmud lomar kol chela. So we see that kol chela teaches you chatzishir is also in the Torah. So the Gemara says midrabanan ukras machta bi'almo. That's only dindrabanan. That's a shakla v'tarya of the Gemara. Originally the Gemara had it on ayin gimel amud beis, and this is the larger discussion, the amplification on ayin dalar amud. This is the Gemara. Believe it or not, in all of Talmud Bavli about Chatzishir. Yeah. There are references to here and there, Chatzishir. But the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is this Gemara in Yuma about, in the context of Yom Kippur, etc. Good. What's my point? The point is as follows. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say Chatzishir is also in the Torah? We'll discuss it more in a minute. One is because of the Pasuk of Kochelev, that's the end of the Gemara. But earlier in the Gemara, what's the reason? Because Chazi, it's Terufe. So does it make a difference whether it's a quantitative shear or a qualitative half balacha if the factor is Chazi is Terufe? Right? I mean, the answer that you gave which is the most popular answer, by the way, in the Achronim to this question. All the Achronim ask this question. No, not a single Rishon that I'm aware of. How come, you see from the Gemara here in the beginning of Shabbos, that Akira b'li Anocha, Anocha b'li Akira is only Drabanan, it's not Daraisa. What happened to Chatzishir? So the single most popular answer that is given by the Achronim is the answer that you both gave, which is makes it a very good answer, doesn't take away from it, on the contrary. And that is, the way they say it is, Chatzi Shir's Asur Min HaTorah. Chatzi Malacha, that's not Asur Min HaTorah. So if the Makor is Kol Chelev, right, which certainly is a quantitative amount, referring to the amount, that makes sense. But if Rabbi Yochanan's thinking is based on Chazi Litzteru, what is Chazi Litzteru fe? I'll have to analyze it. But say Kipshuto, if you didn't say anything fancy, which we're going to say in a minute. But if you just said Chazi Litzteru fe, you just translate the words, Ra'ui Litzteret. Right? So some people call that, this is a very important principle, a Siag Daraisa. Right? Normally, when we talk about a Siag, we mean Drabanan. Right? Asum Shmeres, Limishmarti, right? Or then what we say in the beginning of Avos, right? Heaven Masunim Bedin, etc. And what's the third one? Asus Siag LaTorah. So a Siag LaTorah usually we think is a Drabana. Many Drabanans are Siagim. We don't associate normally the concept of a Siag Daraisa. Usually Daraisas are more intrinsic. However, there are a few examples, according to some Rishonim and some Achronim, of Siag Daraisa. Nothing that is definitive. I mean, there could be people who deny that there is such a concept. But there are at least a number of examples of things that might be a Siag Daraisa. For example, Bal Yorah Bayimatze. Right? Most Rishonim of the opinion that Bal Yorah Bayimatze is a standalone Isur Shehir, not allowed to have Chametz in Yerushos. However, there is at least one day in the Ran. Some people think Tosus means this too. In the beginning of Psachim, I personally don't. But at least the Ran holds that Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatze is a siag for Isra Achila. The reason you can't have Chametz in Rishus is not because per se it's problematic, but because it's you know, it's a way of keeping it away from being eaten.
That's a D'oraisa. Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatze is a D'oraisa.
Right. So it's Chatzishir. I'm trying to demonstrate that there are some dinim daraisa which, according to some mafarshim, are siyagim daraisa. Even though they're siyagim, they're daraisa. Bal Yirah Bal Yimatze, according to the second day of the Ran, the beginning of Psach, or chibuk v'nishuk, right? According to some rishonim, say the chibuk v'nishuk is rabbanan in erva, right? And other people say that it's daraisa. The Ram says daraisa. But the way it's formulated is Shema Yavo, at least lead to worse things. Right? It sounds like a siag daraisa. Okay? So similarly, there are those who say that Chatzishir, Asur Min HaTorah, Dechazil, it's Tarufe, is a siag daraisa. If you don't stop it now, if you don't nip it in the bud, as they say, right, then it'll lead to the daraisa and the full onesh. It's a way of protecting the daraisa. Well, no. So that's, we'll get to that in a second. But the case in Yoma is Chelev and Yom Kippur. So that's why they're talking about Chazil and Tzarufe and Achila. What you're raising is an important question. Does Chatzishir in general apply outside of Macholas Asurim's?
It shouldn't apply
Bal Yirah
Bal Yimatze. There's no
shear
there.
No. Bal Yirah Bal Yimatze, I'm not talking about Chatzishir. Okay. I'm just using to show that there's a concept of Siag Daraisa, but not Mizrach Chatzishir. I'm saying Chibuk V'Nishuk might be a Siag Daraisa, Bal Yirah Bal Yimatze might, Chazil Tzarufe may be another Siag Daraisa. All I'm saying is, if it is a Siag Daraisa, what's the idea behind it? The idea behind it is, it'll lead to the full. So that's true if you have a half a Grogoris, right? It's also true if you have Akira without Anacha. Right? So even though the distinction is a very good distinction, Chatzi Malacha versus Chatzi Shir, the question is it enough to answer this particular question? That's really what I'm trying to
read. Does Rabbi Yochanan retract when he says Chazal and Shirufi when he says
Kol Chelev?
Yeah.
No. So Tosas already asked this question. Look at Tosas on starting from line 8 or 9. Tosas, given the chazit starufe yisrua ka'achal, tamali, amai lo kamar mi time of the besamach, the kol chela of the rabbos chatzishir. That's exactly that question. Why do you need two reasons in the Gemara? Right? The ha, Rabbi Yochanan, yada lahi braisa, da besamach kamosim, you know, he asked from this braisa. Hey, shavu du hake yitzvich, Rabbi Yochanan. The first year high time of Mishum, the Imikra, the Kochel of Havamina, Ikakra, the Koi, Itstrich. The Chatzishir, the Rabbanan, the Asim Chura Kra, Hasha the Kamar, time of the Chazit Starufe, Svarahu, the high time of the Drosha Gemura, the Chatzishir. Tosis is asked, bothered by the question, and Tosis answers that it's not really Svara of Chatzishir, of Chazit Starufe, we would have thought that this is an Asmachta. The way Tosas ends up reading is Kamash Malan that what? The Gzeres HaKasuv is real, but it's still based on Chazit Tzarufi. Okay. So what is going on here? Oh. Let's say several things. Yeah. Number one, maybe we could go back to what we said before. Chatzi Malacha versus Chatzi Shir. Because that's a very good answer. A lot of the Achronim like that answer. Before we get to that, I just want to show you that there are two Achronim on the page, in the back, in other words, who asked this question. One is the Rashash, and the other is the Mitzvah Esa. Those of you who have it in your, you know, they have the fancy new Gemaras, like put everything
I have a new binoculars.
What?
A new binoculars.
Yeah. The old Gemaras have everything separate, but if you look at the Rashash, one second. Gimel and Aleph. Look at the Rashash on Gimel and Aleph. The first piece. Rashi de Ramaslu Ptur de Ossi, Kigon Akiros. Nirla Nias Taiti, Lutima de Kaimelon de Chatzishir, Osir Menat Torah. He's asking this question, clearly. The Afbi Surei Shabbos, he's throwing out a possibility. Maybe Chatzishir doesn't apply to Shabbos at all. As we mentioned before, Kol Chelev, Tzam Amacholos Asuros, and Yom Kippur, maybe it doesn't apply to Shabbos at all. He says, but Rashi, later on Ayin Dalet, Omer Aleph, right, says that Chatzishir does apply to Shabbos. We'll get to that in a second. Kedipir Shvapi, Surei Shabbos, Kedipir Shashi, Lekaman, Visham, Kori Shas, Lekai Gav, Lechatzishir, Ubiyoma, Mefarish, Atam, Dechazit, Itzarufe. The Zelo Shayech Rak Bakiros. Osi Alanachon de Matartina de Masisa Lokoshiv Raki Suri Doraisa. So basically, the Rashash says in Achanami, the Akira, right, is Midin Chatzishir, based on Chazal Sarufe, but not the Hanacha. Why? Because the person who starts with the Hanacha doesn't have the ability of Chazir and Sarufe. Right? So according to the Rashash, the answer to the big question that all Achronim ask is, in Achanami, but the Akira is Chatzishir. The Hanacha, though, is not. Okay. The Mitzvah Eisan says, oh, maybe the, see if I can find it. Oh, it's right here in mine. The Afagav de Gabi Karban Ksid Mikomakom Embaze Af Isuta Rabbi Alma Rak Midrabanan. Right, this is his way of saying that there's no Yitzhak HaTzishir. If you look in the back, some of the other people also say this, and they say the idea of, if you look at the base mayor, after Kaimalon, the Chatzishir Asim and Atzara, Hein Emes, Lamasha Kosov, Achacham Tzvi, B'tshuva Simin Peivav, the Lo Nemar, Lebi Suri Achila, Velo Bi Suri Shabbos, Nicha. Another answer we just mentioned. Maybe Chatzishir only applies the famous tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, only in things like Kaimalon, Macholos Asuras. Michaskino quotes it all over, not in Shabbos. Or maybe it applies in everything but Shabbos. The Rashbam in Bava Basra, Nun Heimud Beis, says maybe Malachas Machsheves Asra Torah eliminates Chatzi Shir from Hilchos Shabbos. But we'll see in a moment that Rashi, that they're all referring to in Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, says that there is Chatzi Shir. Right? But Tom, one second. Now, what am I reading here? Yeah. Avalze Eido Kedamad Aleihem. Amishnah Melech Parakud Chesach Hashabbos Medisa Barashi Daf Ayin Dalid Daat Bisra Afilu B'Shabbos Shai Chatzi Shir Asam Natar Vim Kein Al Kor Chlomar Da Kira B'Lo Anach Alom Bikri Chatzi Shir. It's not called a Chatzi Shir. El Chatzi Melacha Be'af De Nami Shai Gabi Litz Tarufe Mikol Makom Beferish Mi Et Atar Mitzvah Basosa. So he gives your answer. There's a difference between Chatzi Shir Grogeris and a Chatzi Melacha. Then he asks the question, well, what about Chazir Tzarufe? And he doesn't really give a good answer.
But can we say there's other malachas in Shabbos besides the Akira Hanocha? Yeah. How about the Orei, the Kosei? That's very clearly quantitative here in order to qualify for malacha.
So you wouldn't be Chatzishir. That's the malacha of Korban. And the malacha of Misa. Is there also the malacha of Chatzishir?
I know you're the O-ring because of a certain amount.
Oh, so I agree with you. So look for a minute on Tosas, on Ein Gimel of an hour. If you look at the Mishnah, on Ein Gimel of an hour, the Mishnah of the Malachos, so you see a very fascinating thing. Avos Malachos Arboim Chasarachas, right? Then you have the whole list. So in some of the list, we have the shiurim. Yeah. Very few, but a few of them. For example, ha'osa shnei batei nirin, ha'oreg shnei chutin, ha'potzea shnei chutin, ha'tofer shnei tviros. Right?
Yeah.
So Tosa says, ha'osa shnei batei nirin, tzarech lefaresh lama pirish kan, uba'oreg, uba'potzea, uba'tofer, uba'kosev, Shiur, Tzvei Mivashar, he doesn't answer. That's what we call food for thought. What's the answer? So the Michasino quotes the Magen Avos, who says something like this, I think is what he means, certainly. Right? Sometimes a Shiur is a quantitative amount, and other times it's part of the core definition. Right? If you're talking about Tofer, if you don't have two threads, you haven't done anything. It's not even a Chatzi Shir, right?
Because that's the definition of
the it's part of the definition of the Malacha. So what the point is that right. The answer to Tosis's question is whenever the Mishnah tells you the number,
that's the Malacha,
and there's not even a Chatzi Shir.
There's no Chatzi Shir. There's no
Chatzi Sarufe. But there seems to be a Chatzi Sarufe, right? Oh. So we need another, for all these reasons, we need another way to interpret Chatzi Sarufe. We have to do something about Chazut Sarufi. So there are two things you could do. One is to say, get back to Tosis's question. What did Tosis ask in Yuma? It says Kochelet. Right? And it's Chazut Sarufi. What do you need them both for? So Tosis said, oh, you need them both, otherwise I would have thought it's Drabanan. Kamashmon, Chazut Sarufi is the reason. Kochelet is the source. It's all one. In theory, you could have said, there are two versions of Rabbi Yochanan. One is based on Chazir Tzarufe. The other is based on Kol Chelev. Oh. And there's a third thing you could say, and that is, who says that Chazir Tzarufe is a Siag Doraisa and is understood in the simplest way as we've been understanding it until now? Meaning, let me explain. we said Kazut Strofe the Pashtus is Kishmo Kenhu, Asiag Doraisa. Right? We're worried it's going to accumulate. Right? And indeed, this is certainly the way some Rishonim and Mefarshim understood it. For example, the Meiri in Yuma says there has to have the ability, you have to have the ability really to combine them. So for example, there's a famous discussion of the Achronim, the Shagas Aryeh and others. Let's say you eat, start eating the last chametz, the last minute of Pesach, and there's no way you can complete a shir. Or the last minute of Yom Kippur, there's no way, it's too late to eat a shir. Or there isn't enough of the chepetz around kedei achilas pras. So there'll be no chazil tzarufe. So would Rabbi Yochanan agree that chatzis shir is not asar min hatara? The answer is, if you say chazil tzarufe in a literal way, then that'll be a kula. There'll be chumras and there'll be kulas. The chumra will be things like, we shouldn't really care whether it's part of the core definition because it could still lead to it. That's a chumra. We shouldn't care whether it's chatzi malacha and not just chatzi kamus, right, quantity, right, of shiur, because it could still lead to the whole thing. We shouldn't care, for example, what did the Chacham Tzvi say? That we only say chatzi shir doraisa in macholos asuros. But if it's midin chazi litzarufe, why should it be limited to macholos asuros? Right? If it's a siag doraisa, it should apply to anything. So there are a lot of chumras associated with chazi litzarufe, literal chazi litzarufe. But there are kulas too. Right? Let's say you can't, you don't have enough, or you don't have enough time, it's not going to be a problem. Right? Our kulas and our chumras. Oh. But there's another way to read the Gemara. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, right, this is on number 6 and 7. So Rabbeinu Chananel explains to the Gemara, Chatzi Shir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asam in HaTorah, the Kiva the Chazi Tzarufe Achila Karinale. Our Gemara says, Isura Ka'achel. The Rach interpreted Achila Karinale. What does he mean? I think what he means is as follows. Instead of interpreting the Gemara Chazi Litzarufe in the simplest meaning Siag Doraisa, we're worried it's going to accumulate, maybe what the Gemara meant was a shiur in Achila, meaning when you eat less than a shiur, so you've done nothing until you reach the full accumulation, or you're eating the Maisa Achila, just that you need in order for it to be chayv and onesh or korban or whatever it is, you need the shir shalem. So the Gemara says is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shir is also min haTorah because it's chazi litzarufe, meaning every time you eat something, it's if you're eating chaylev, it's considered chaylev or at least achila, because otherwise it would be zero plus zero plus zero, and you'd get in the end of the day zero. Unless you're swallowing it bevasachas, or unless you look at the shir tziruf as a single, you know, elongated, integrated period, right? So what you're doing is you're trying to accumulate, but you can't accumulate zeros, right? That's a basic mathematical principle. So chazi litzarufe is a way of underscoring that even achila pachos mikashir is considered achila. So when the Gemara says chazit tzarufe, they don't mean siag doraisa, and it doesn't make a difference whether or not there's time enough left in the day, or there's enough of the object. It doesn't matter lekula. It doesn't matter lechumra. Now we can go back to saying, you know what, chatzi kamus is considered achila. And it's just a problem in terms of onshin. But chatzi malacha, which is a qualitative problem, it's technically chazi litzarufe, but it's not chazi litzarufe in what we're interested in, in achila, right, ka'achel. So then we might say, oh, it doesn't apply to chatzi malacha. It doesn't apply when the hagdara of the malacha is defined by a certain quantity, like Shtei Batenirin or Shtei Osios. Moreover, now we can raise the question, just because an Achila less than the Shear is considered Achila, and it's just an Onish problem, is that the same in Melechus Shabbos? Or in some other area of Halacha? Maybe Chatzis Shear is limited to Kolchelas. Say that, then we could accept the idea that Akira and Hanacha are different. So I think that's a whole other approach. And indeed, that might be what's going on a little bit in the Babli, in the Yerushalmi. There's an interesting Yerushalmi about Chatzis Shear. I have it here on the page. It's Yerushalmi and Trumos. Number 24. I'm on page 2. Talmud Yerushalmi Masechet Trumos. Machlokas. Modi Rav Shimon ben Lakish be Isra Na. Umodi Rav Shimon ben Lakish be Yom Kippurim. Modi Rav Shimon ben Lakish be Asad L'Hashlim. Yerushalmi, unlike the Bavli, right, it says that there are three cases where Reish Lakish agrees to Rav Yochanan. One is Yisrael Adna, we'll get to it. The other is Yom Kippur. That's certainly against the Bavli, because the whole Chatzis Shear of the Bavli is in Yuma about Yom Kippur. Right? And the third one is Ba'asid L'Hashlim, which probably means when the guy eats the Chatzis Shear, does he intend to eat the whole shear? Does that matter? Does his intention when he's eating less matter or not? And the Babli Pashto says it doesn't matter. In the Yerushalmi, Reish Lakish might agree to Rabbi Yochanan Ba'asid L'Hashlim, if it ends up eating the whole thing, or probably what he really means is if he has intention, right, in the future to eat the whole thing. As a siag, d'oraisa, that would be important. But as a shiur in Mais Achila, right, by virtue of the reality of Chazal Yistarufe, it shouldn't matter whatsoever. So that's a whole approach. Okay? This is general argument, in other words, about how to understand Chatzis Shear, Chazal Yistarufe, and it's going to be a huge nafkamina with regard to Chatzis Melacha, with regard to Osa Shtei Batei Nirin, with regard to the possibility of distinguishing between Shabbos and other Isurim, or Macholos Asuros and other Isurim, etc. But I think that there is another approach as well, and it exactly parallels what we just discussed about Lifnei V'Lishitei Nechsho. What did Tosfos Yeshanim, with a giant assist from Rabbi Kiveger, what did they basically say to answer the Lifnei V'Lishitei problem, right? Again, let's review for another minute. The Gemara says that every taste that the Oni or Balabais is Chayiv Doraisa, we should have also mentioned that the other fellow, right, is Potter Umutter. Right? And Tosus asked, he's not Mutter, it's with Neverly Sita Mitchell. What did Tosus Shanim answer? It is with Neverly Sita Mitchell, but we're interested in Hilchos Shabbos, not in some other halacha, not some extraneous halacha. And Rabbi Kiveger highlighted that by saying, no one's going to say that Lifnei V'Lishitei Mechshol Shabbos is a mumer l'chol Torah kula, are they? Or maybe that's good for the Machlokas Tosfos and Tosfos Yeshanim. But having said that, what did the Achronim here all ask? How could the Gemara say that Akira b'li Anocha, Anocha b'li Akira is Asur v'drabanan? Only, it should be also min haTorah. We pass it like Rabbi Yochanan. Chatzis Shear, also min haTorah. Right? So if we don't like the answers that we've already given, Chatzis Melacha, Hilchos Shabbos, those kind of things, there could be another answer, and that is as follows. When we speak about Chatzis Shear being Asur, min haTorah, do we mean that Chatzis Shear is an Isur Prati or an Isur Klali? Same question. That we asked about Maris Hayim, same question we asked about Lifnei V'Lishitei Nechsho. How do I know that there is such a question? I mean, it's logical, but how else do I know it? So I'll just give you a mashal just to highlight it. There's a famous sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah. And we don't paskin like this Rabbeinu Yonah, but we need to understand the Rabbeinu Yonah and its implications. Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Gemara says in Brachos, that when you eat a food substance of any sort, even less than a kezias, you're obligated to make a bracha. Right? In order to make a bracha achrona, you have to eat kashir. Rabbeinu Yonah came up with a chiddush. Rabbeinu Yonah says, whenever you eat less than the shir, bracha rishona, you should always make a shahako. In other words, if you eat a fruit less than a kezias, or a vegetable, or a piece of bread, right, or whatever it is, less than a kezias, or drink wine less than a, whatever it is, you always make a shahako. And we do not paska this way. But that's Rabbeinu Yonah's view. What does it mean? Why should it be so? Well, there are two ways to explain it, but I'm interested in one of them for the moment. And that is, what Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be saying is as follows. There are two levels, when we talk about eating things, or relating to them in a certain way, it can relate to something in two ways. One in a prati way, very specifically, and the other in a klali way. Meaning, you can relate to this object, you know, as it is. It's a fruit. It's a vegetable, right? It's bread, it's mizonos, and so on and so forth. It's a smaller mizonos, a smaller bread, a smaller fruit, a smaller vegetable, right? Or what you might say is, you need a certain critical mass in order for the specific identity, right, to be established. If you eat too little of something, it's food. Until you reach a certain amount, it's just food. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah is basically saying. And there's another way to read Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not for now. But that is shahakol, the birch fanenin, the brachas of hana. Maybe it isn't achila, it's only hana. That's another way. But that aside, what to say that Rabbeinu Yonah means is, when you eat, right, pachos, mikashir, basically, you're eating something b'toras klali, not b'toras prati. So that could be the pshat, perhaps, also in the Isur of Chatishir. And it's highlighted best, maybe, by a very famous Ramban that the Achronim became aware of. Ramban in Toras Ha'adam. Ramban in Toras Ha'adam, I think it's on page, where is it, 2? Line 19. Discusses the following problem. We've mentioned this here. We've talked about Chatishir in the past. If a person has to violate Machol Sasuros because he's in state of Pekuch Nefesh, let's say, he has to eat something.
Makes a bracha.
What? So number one, does he make a bracha? That's an interesting question. Absolutely. And that's a brachos question and a Hutra Dekuya question, 100%. That's Machol Kasim Shonim, whether he makes a bracha or not. We pass him that he does. The question is, in addition to that, let's say on the table, he's a smorgasbord of Yisurin. He has to eat something. So the rule is, Machilu no so akal akal. Right? He eats the lesser of the Yisurin. What about Chatzishir? Let's say he has to eat Chatzishir. Kuch nefesh, whatever. Is there still a din of akal akal? So the Pashtus, we would have thought, yes. If I can eat a Chatzishir of an Yisur lav, that's better than eating a chatzishir of an iser kares, right? Ramban is 2 days though about that point. Ramban and Taurus Adam says v'nira at becholah osachein kedei lahakel alav misurei kares umakdas liisa bochut. Tishalim kein lama amr machil naso akal akal. Tavel truma machil naso truma halu b'shneim eimer meisu bi'alma v'lahachi kivin de b'shiuran. Ramban says, what's the din of kalakal? Either way, you don't get the onesh. You wouldn't get the onesh either way, even if you did it without any justification. So what's the kalakal? So Ramban says, the kalakal is, it's a shir in the chepza. Right? This chepza is more chamur, v'haraya, right? If you would eat the whole amount, You get a bigger onesh. So the fact that you're eating chatzishir and onesh either way is irrelevant. What's important is to categorize or classify the iser. So there is a kalakali in b'chatzishir. Then he says inami hasan b'shamdu l'shir v'utzarach la b'chtei tzirah. The details are not important. The inami is basically avoiding the conclusion that hakalakal applies in chatzishir. How could it not? Unless you think hakalakal is about onshin and dechuya, what you need to say is that in chatzishir there's an iser klali at work, not an iser prati. When I eat chatzishir of chelev, chatzishir of dam, chatzishir of nosar, chatzishir of pigol, I'm not eating pigol, nosar, dam, and chelev. I'm eating chatzishir. And that's why it doesn't make a difference, according to the second day of the Rambam. So the Rav used to say in the name of his father, what happens if a person is fasting on Yom Kippur and he has to eat chatzishir? So he wanted to know, can he get an aliyah for mincha according to Rabbi Kivager? That sounds complicated. Meaning, Rabbi Kivager explained that in his opinion, the mincha, the Kriyas HaTorah mincha, is for the Tainus. Right, the morning is for the Kedushas Hayom. So the Nafka Mina will be that if somebody is not fasting, on Yom Kippur, he could theoretically, obviously for good reason, Pekuach Nefesh or whatever, he could get an aliyah in the morning, according to Rabbi Kivager, but he shouldn't get an aliyah in the afternoon. So let's say he ate chatzishir. So the Rav said, in the name of his father thought that chatzishir is not an isur prati, it's an isur klali. So he didn't violate Yom Kippur. Violate a chatzishir, he can still get an aliyah. I think it's a pretty big chiddush.
So 1 second, if you eat a chatzishir, pigul, and dam, why is it mitzuv?
To what?
To each other.
For what?
A whole shir.
Of what?
It's an isur klali.
No, but that's the whole point. It's an isur klali as chatzishir.
No, but now you have a whole shir.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as chatzishir or shir shalim. No such thing as a shir shalim of chatzishir. By definition.
That's what it is.
Right?
The concept of a critical mass.
Sorry?
Well, that's a critical mass.
That's a physics. I mean,
what about the...
That's a physics,
who
right?
Who holds critical mass? That if there is indeed a critical mass, okay.
We're saying the critical mass is necessary for the prati.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Words, if it's less than a critical mass, isn't it like a nullity?
What I'm saying is it's klali, but it's not prati. So you need the critical mass to give a certain gravitas to that identity. Right? That, for it to be chelev, you have to have a kazai. For it to be ochel, in a broader sense, you don't need that. That's what I'm trying to prove for Medion. You don't ask like a Medion. That's a Snochas Prachos. So the point is, this is the this is how they used to explain the Rambam. I'm not going to read it inside because it's a little bit late. But
they should bring up chatzishir by Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Because Yom Kippur, the whole Gemara is discussing Inui, not discussing.
Yeah. That's why I think. That's why Yerushalmi is so fascinating. Yerushalmi in Trumot says that maybe Rav Shlokas will agree that when it comes to Yom Kippur, everybody will say it's Yisro Chatzishir. But the Bible brings it up, asking Yom Kippur. Years passed when we talked to Yom Kippur about these issues. Mm-hmm. I mentioned that because I always try to explain that the Koseves Hagas of Yom Kippur isn't just a change in the Shir, it's a whole change in it's starting to do it because the Torah doesn't use the expression of Achila and Yom Kippur.
Right.
It's Minisa. To be Okay. Anyways, the point I'm trying to make is, if this is the case, so the Rambam also in the Chus Chametz, I'm not going to skip the Rambam in the Chus Shuas now, but because I want to move on for next week. But the Rambam in the Chus Chametz, when we learned Chametz a couple of years ago, I mentioned this. Rambam says, "Ocham in a Chametz Atzmon Pesach Kol Shari Atzmon in a Torah." This is page 1, number 22. Shneim Arlo Yachel Chametz. So the Rambam here, it seems, sounds fine. The Rambam says Chatzis Shir of Chametz is Aser. And if you look at the Magen Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah says, oh, so Rabbi Yochanan, he passes like Rabbi Yochanan, like in Machalas Asuras. The problem is that the Rambam here quotes a Pasuk, Lo Yeyachel. So the other, everybody but the Magen Mishnah was scandalized. The Ramach, Ketzav Mishnah, right, Meshul Melech. What does the Rambam need a separate Pasuk of Lo Yeyachel? Kol Chelev. It's a universal din. Right? So when we learned Chametz, I quoted this Rambam. We were talking about what's in the, again, whether it's that the Chepta should not be Nechal, or it's an Yisur Maisachila. Is Chametz an Yisur Zman? Is it more Chomor? Is it less Chomor? Is it just different Chomor? Right, this is one of the issues. But the Rav always thought that the reason that the Rambam quotes the Pasuk is because that's the Rambam's way of saying, generally, Chatzis Shir is an Yisur Klali. But in Chametz, it's an Yisur Prati. So getting back to our point here, what I want to suggest, I haven't seen it, is that maybe that's another perspective, in addition to the other perspectives that we had, and that is, that maybe, even if you hold that Chatzis Shir applies to Shabbos, and Chatzis Shir will apply to Chatzis Melacha, right? How can the Gemara here say that it's all Drabbanan? The answer is very parallel to the fact that they said that there's no Lifnei Berlisita Nechshal. According to Tosafot, there is no Lifnei Berlisita Nechshal. But Lifnei Berlisita Nechshal is Klali, and they're interested in Hilchos Shabbos. So if you hold Chatzis Shir is a din, Prati, in Chametz, and Shabbos, and Chelev, and Dam, and Nosar, and Pigel, it's a terrible problem. But if itself Chatzis Shir is a din Klali, the reason that it's not in the Gemara is because the Gemara is dealing with Momen L'Chalos HaShabbos, Momen L'Chalos Tarakula, just like we said in with Neiver. They're talking about from Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, Chatzis Shir, is a klali. It's not a Shabbos halacha. Might be another way to read the Gemara. Okay, so what's left for us for next time is to talk about the relationship between Akira and Hanacha. Now we've talked about Akira and Hanacha, whether they're Chatzis Shir or Chatzis Melacha and things of that sort. Now, next time we want to figure out what is the relationship between Akira and Hanacha, right? Both in terms of the Drabanan and the Havamin of Daraisa and some other things as well. What does it mean when you have a Melacha which is made up of two components and almost kind of like a process? What impact does that have? What parallels do we have to that? And how is that treated? That's next week's Mitzvah Shem topic.